Okay, little pickle fans. So I'm here right now, the guest. But anyways, I need you to follow me on Snow Pickle on Facebook or Snowgirl77, Snowgirl with a U, SNOWGURL 77 on Instagram. But anyways, so yeah, we're just chilling right now, smoking, and like we were talking about some shit. And so anyways, remember, follow me on Instagram. Also, you can hit me up on my email at alittlepickle@hotmail.com, which is alolpickle, picle, @hotmail.com. All right. So anyways, so yeah. So we're out actually driving right now.
Stuck in fucking traffic.
Right. So this is B, my friend, my Hello. Smoke buddy.
Hello, world.
So yeah. Anyways, so we were talking about
eating pussy
again, and so
vaginal orgasms.
Yes. So, like I've said before, 90% of women ish don't have vaginal orgasms. It's clitoral. Like, I really want to know if, like, I don't know. Like,
Is that even, like, while getting your pussy ate, like, you still won't have a vaginal
orgasm, right? Yeah, it's clitoral only. Like, literally, put your fingers in and fucking it, my clit. Like, there's spots that you can hit that.
Is it that little spot that's in the back right there that you hit?
I don't know. Like I said, there's only been two people that have made me fucking have
an orgasm.
With their tongue. Absolutely. It was when I was 22. It was this guy. Like, and I swear to God, I came like 30 times. I did not want the dick. At all. Mm-hmm. No, it's the truth. I really didn't want to have sex. Like, I was done coming. I came way too many times. And so... yeah. And then last year...
So for you, is it more of a stimulant thing? Like, is it more of a don't just go down there and start eating it? Like, is it a...
I don't know. Up? Really, actually, so I just got out of this relationship with the baby daddy. He didn't fucking look at it, touch it. He doesn't even know what it looks like. So it's been like 5 years. Except last year I did hook up one time. And it was this guy. Supposedly he has a gym in this town, in T-Town. And, anyways, he supposedly he's going to be he wants to be the number one jiu-jitsu, I don't know what you call it, like, master.
Person, master.
Whatever.
He
anyways,
wants the highest degree
of
jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, right. So I had sex with him, and then he fucking, ate my pussy, and, like, he did get me to come one time. But I know that I can have multiple. I experienced it when I was 22. And I'm fucking 43. Like.
So is it more of a combination of things that makes you come? Or is
no, like, seriously. Just... The person only was fucking... The when I was 22, I remember all he fucking did was, like, it's something about my clit. I don't know. Like, okay. I don't know if I'm just that hard and difficult. I don't know. So literally all I do now is just use my vibrator.
Is your pussy pierced?
No, it's not.
Has it ever been pierced?
No, okay. It's not.
So it's this little...
You're gonna let this...
If you're gonna go, go. I mean,
come
go,
on. What go. Are you waiting for? Don't honk.
I'm not gonna go. I was going to.
Like I said, pickle fans, we're actually in traffic right now. Yeah, anyway. So, we're having a good conversation. So...
So, yeah. It's so, for me, it's... you know how you got that little ball?
Yeah.
You know how you got the ball? It's a spot behind that ball.
A spot behind that ball. I don't know. I wish... No, this I mean, is I wish I could eat my own fucking pussy, to tell you the truth. Because if I could eat my own pussy, then I would know what the fuck to do. Then I could do it my goddamn self.
I was just about to say that. Like, if you can eat your own pussy, you probably should do it by yourself.
That's why I use my vibrator. By myself. I put some... BBC and BBW, and I fucking put that shit on Pornhub, and I fucking
go to time.
It only takes me a few minutes. Like, yeah. Yeah. Wow. Do it yourself, right? I'm a do it yourself kind of girl.
Play too much.
I do it myself.
I mean, so from what I've learned from my experience, when it comes to pussy eating, mm-hmm. it's about the sensual buildup before you actually eat the pussy. Like, you have to be craving me to kiss your pussy before I actually eat your pussy. Like, all you need to know is, like, okay, why hasn't he kissed my pussy yet? Like, he's kissed every inch of my fucking body. Sucked and licked every inch of my fucking body. Blew his breath on it. Kissed it a little bit, but he has not licked. It's the anticipation. That's the word I was looking
for. Not for me, though. Like,
I'm just saying from my experience. Right. Like, I've learned that you can't just dive in sometimes. You gotta anticipate the woman.
Right, and you've been with a lot more bitches than I have. Because I don't fuck bitches usually. But yeah. Yeah. So, anyways. I mean, that's like great. That's great to know. Like, yeah, like. I just don't know. I don't understand, though. Like, okay, so, like, why don't guys like to eat pussy?
I don't know. I was always told it's part of sex. Like, that's the way my parents explained it to me. What your partner likes. If your partner likes this thing, then you do that thing.
And do you experience a lot of women that don't like to eat pussy? Or don't like their pussy eaten, I mean. Or do they always like it? Or sometimes they're shy because they're like, oh my god, I didn't want you to look at my pussy.
So it depends. Like, okay, so if it's a one night stand, I'm not eating your pussy. Like, you got me fucked up. Like, if I just met you, no. That's nasty. But, like, if it's a rapport, we've been on a couple of dates, and I've been in your house, I see that you clean, woo-woo-woo, then, yeah. Nine times out of ten, I'll eat your pussy.
All right. So, if you fucked a guy, like, a couple of times...
I don't fuck guys.
No. I'm not saying you. I'm just saying, from my perspective, on a girl's... Okay. So, if I have fucked a guy a couple of times, like, and you know, like, I'm clean, and, like, so, like... When should I expect this to happen? Like the third time I fuck you, or the fourth time? Like when is the time that I'm be like, this motherfucker's not ever gonna eat this pussy?
No, it's not that. Not for me. It's like the rapport. Like, okay, bam, we go on two dates. And I've been to your house once, and I smash at your house again. And like I've seen your living habits and your style. Now, yeah, I'm probably gonna eat your pussy the first time. Because that's just a part of sex. Like, first of all, it's rule number one, because you can't stick your dick in something that's dry.
But,
it's just common sense. Like, a vagina is made to be wet before it's penetrated.
Right, and that goes into that, like, exactly. That even just is foreplay in general. Like, guys think that like they just whip that shit out and you're supposed to be instantly wet. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I like to look at dicks. I like to fucking look at cocks. Like, I really do. Like, I don't mind getting the dick pics in my email or fucking on my Instagram, all my DMs. I get dick pics every day. I get a dick pic every day, and I don't mind looking at dicks, but that's not gonna, like, just, I'm not just gonna be instantly wet, like, looking at your cock.
Right. That's where the stimulation comes in there.
Right.
That's the point of eating the pussy. Because it's not...
If I haven't fucked for a long time, the pussy's probably already gonna be wet just knowing that I'm gonna be getting some. Go... Right? Seriously.
That makes sense, though. That makes sense.
No, knowing, like, yeah, I know from me anyways, like, if I know I'm going to get some dick, I'm probably already going to be wet because, like, my mind's already thinking, like...
Anticipation.
I'm already thinking, like, oh my God, I can't wait till he slides the fuck up in this wet pussy. Like, I can't... But also, it's not even about that. It's like, I can't wait to fucking suck your dick. Like, I like to suck dick. you know?
There's nothing wrong with that. There's some women that don't even... Like, I feel like you should just suck the dick. Like, a man, if you shouldn't have to ask to get hit. Like, you should just get hit. What man doesn't like hit? Like, as a woman, in a relationship...
I can tell you that I got turned down from my ex, my baby daddy. Like, he didn't like to really have sex a lot as much. I think I'm just too much for him. But, like, there are times, like, I would, like, be like, hey, let me, like, just suck your dick. Like, I'm cool. Like, I don't mind. And I know how to make him come fast. So I could be like, you know, like, I don't mind sucking your dick. Especially, and I know I can make it last or in less than 5 minutes. In less than 5 minutes, I can make you fucking come. Then I don't mind sucking your dick. And you can fucking come in my mouth. Like, it doesn't bother me at all. But...
You're a rare breed.
That's what I hear. That's what I hear. That's what I fucking hear.
You need to hold a class.
I am holding a class.
Shit.
Actually, April 24th. Do you hear that, little pickle fans? April 24th, we're having a class. If you want to watch me suck some dick and give some tips and tricks, it's actually Snow's Tips and Tricks is what I'm... Yeah. But yeah. So, anyways, but yeah, so definitely, like, one of these days, like, I'm gonna figure this shit out.
Light the blunt back up.
Light the blunt back up. What? All right. So, anyways, so is there anything else you want to talk about? We were talking about some shit. About being friends with your ex.
Yeah, that shit. Yeah, I mean, we cool.
You have to be friends with your ex.
We grown at this. At this point in time in life, I'm grown. The first time it happened, I wasn't too mature, so I acted different.
Right.
So
how many of the people that you've been with in your life that you've, like, fucked with, like, either fucked or, like, been super close to, like, what is the percentage of people, like, that you, like, would say that you still stay in contact with, like, and I'm talking about females. Like, you know, like, the ones that you fucked. Like, your lifers. There we go.
I mean, I actually do keep it. I try to keep in touch with, like, if I reach out and you say you're in a relationship.
But, like, how many of them? Most of them?
Yeah, for the most part, most of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real, though. Now that I sit here and think about it, yeah, most of them.
Yeah. I, most of my lifers, like, most of the guys that I have fucked in the past, like, our lifers, like, cause I'm a cool bitch. Like, I can fuck you, and, like, it's like I'm helping you out, you're helping me out, like, and then I can sit there, you know, and not fucking act like nothing happened. Like, I think that's why, like, I have so many, like, lifers, because for sure they, like, you know, like, I'm cool, like. Like, I'll see you with your bitch. She's not gonna fucking know that I fucked you.
Right.
But I'm gonna know. You're gonna know. But you know what? I'm cool. Like, I'm not gonna rub it in your face. I don't care.
Bro,
like,
I'm gonna do a little chuckle inside.
Absolutely. What? Smiling on the inside.
Show you wanna go to McDonald's.
Oh, my goodness.
Probably not.
Go straight. Get over and go straight. Forward. There you go. Good job. And then there's the one over.
Five.
You know? Yeah. So, anyways. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways. So, anyways, little pickle fans, I think I'm going to let you go for now because, like, we've been smoking too much weed and.
Yeah. We're still in traffic.
And we're still in traffic, yeah. So. I just wanted to, like, reach out and be like, hey, like, I didn't forget about you. And, so anyways, hit me up on @alilpickle@hotmail.com. ALILPICKLE @hotmail.com. See, I'm high. Snow Pickle on Facebook and Snow Girl 77, SNOWGURL 77 on Instagram. Okay, have a good one.